Utah Transit Authority spokesman Jerry Carpenter says the UTA first proposed that they eliminate free bus fares because of security concerns and because the free fares cost the cash-strapped agency about $200,000 a year in lost revenue. But some Salt Lake City Council members and other downtown stakeholders wanted to keep the free service. And Carpenter says the UTA listened.
Ultimately, we think this decision and the operational change we're proposing for buses is a win-win for everyone. It'll help us accomplish some of our goals while maintaining that free benefit.
The operational change is this. Beginning December 9th, passengers will be required to pay fares as they board or tell the driver where they're going within the free fare zone. Until now, bus riders starting a trip within the zone were required to pay at the end of the trip instead of the beginning. Carpenter says that allowed some to skip out on fares or get into confrontations with drivers. While the new fare collection process addresses that issue, Carpenter says the agency still has ongoing security concerns associated with the free fare zone.
Because our buses and tracks are free in the downtown area, it limits our ability to control access to platforms and to vehicles. And so there are people out there that abuse the system, that they ride buses or tracks or spend time on our platform engaged in activities other than what it was intended for, transportation.
The other ongoing issue is that the UTA generally doesn't have enough revenue to pay for expenses.
We're struggling, just like everyone in this economy, to make ends meet. And so, you know, a lost $200,000 is not a huge amount when you're talking the type of budget that we have, but it is a cost, and we'll have to make up that money elsewhere.
Carpenter says the agency is currently working on their budget and will likely make up the lost revenue by eliminating bus trips that have low ridership. But he says there are no plans to eliminate entire routes. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.